Autumn arrives 1 week from today. However, the weather is giving us another fall preview. Following a summer-like feel across much of our area yesterday, a cold front swept through the region. It triggered a few showers and storms, and a couple of those storms did produce some damage well south of Albany yesterday afternoon. And now, following that front, we've opened the door to some much cooler and drier air, and that fresh air continues to pour into our area this afternoon. So it's a beautiful day that will transition into a beautiful but chilly night across the area as temperatures fall back into the 40s in most spots. We may even see a few 30s in the Adirondacks and maybe even in the Greens. Mainly clear sky will be expected through the night, and some areas of locally dense fog are likely in our typically prone areas, essentially near bodies of water and in our valleys. Moving into the day tomorrow, we'll have a chilly start, so you might need that jacket first thing in the morning, but by afternoon, you will not need the jacket as temperatures warm into the lower and mid-70s across the area. Humidity levels will remain very, very pleasant through the day tomorrow. The weekend will bring us a bit of a split decision and potentially some much-needed rainfall. We'll see clouds increase on Saturday, and that's going to be the weekend pick as there is a chance for rain even later in the day Saturday, but more likely Saturday night into Sunday, some periods of rain are possible. And I mentioned that needed rain. The latest drought monitor was released today, and it seems like every week now we add more areas into the drought. Much of our area is considered abnormally dry or in moderate drought. The conditions are worse over portions of New England, where we have portions of Connecticut now and Massachusetts that are under severe drought, and now extreme drought is indicated in portions of the Pioneer Valley. So there's no question that conditions are dry. We need the rain. Potentially, we'll get some over the weekend. Now, in terms of what's happening in the tropics, we are tracking a number of systems here. We have Tropical Storm Ian, which is moving off into the North Atlantic. Tropical Depression 12, which is working its way off the coast of Africa. That may end up in the Caribbean, so we'll have to keep an eye on that, but it's still at least a week away. Now, Julia, which was a tropical storm, is now a tropical depression. It's basically just sitting off the South Carolina coast, and it's going to sit out there for a few days, churning up the water, and at times bringing some rain to portions of the southeast. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 40s, some 30s in the Adirondacks. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, with highs in the lower to mid-70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 40s, some 30s in the Adirondacks. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, with highs in the lower to mid-70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, lows in the 40s and 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high in the lower to mid-70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high in the lower to mid-70s. Region-wide on Saturday, increasing clouds with a chance of afternoon showers mainly west of Albany, highs in the 70s, and on Sunday, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.